The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. Thanks for getting ready as you head off to work. We appreciate it so much. Today, the 29th of May. We're quickly getting to June. And 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, David.
Good morning,
David Mikey.
Hey, Mikey David.
Going.
David, Mikey.
I'm surprised you're here, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, baby, mom's in labor.
Yes,
but
and
first baby, so that labor could go on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months.
I tell you what, she's a trooper.
She's a trooper.
She's not complaining.
No.
She's learned to breathe into it.
Yeah.
And
are you breathing with her?
Yeah.
So you're both going.
Yeah. I've never gotten more oxygen in my life.
There you go. Your oxygen level is 110 instead of being 98. Okay. Well.
And it's National Paperclip Day. I wish I would have invented the paperclip. Man.
Who invented the paperclip?
Okay, so the paperclip was, it goes back to 1867.
Yeah.
Samuel B. Frey. He received the first patent of the bent wire paperclip.
Well, that's all it is. It's a bent wire.
Genius.
I was just reading about the guy that that came up with the idea for Velcro. Back in the 1800s, after he walked his dog through some brush, and he came back, and he had all his little stick tights on him, and he was looking at it, and he put them underneath the microscope and looked at it. And he's the first one that came up with the idea for Velcro. Hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, National Paperclip Day. Heat advisory, sunny and hot, with a high near 96 today. Tomorrow, 105, low around 73, 103 on Saturday, Sunday in the 90s, and it starts kind of cooling off on Monday. It's only going to be 90, Tuesday 89, and Wednesday 91. So we're having the hot days today. I'm sorry, tomorrow and Saturday. Of course, Saturday morning we'll be down there working at the rodeo grounds. Putting all the final chairs and tables away. So I don't know how many of us will be down there, but we're going to start early and hopefully be out of there by 10. Hopefully. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, is a family-owned business that, provides discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're just a good group of people. Third generation of the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Speaking of heat, but the heat advisories are on. Not only are we going to get heat, but it looks like we're going to have some wind with that, too. And, of course, all the burning is prohibited now. There's no permit. Just forget about burning. Triple-digit temperatures are just going to not just make it hard on you, but also on your animals. And you got to keep them inside if you can. At least make sure they have lots of water and have a way of getting out of the sun. The worst heat is going to hit Redding and communities north of Lake Shasta, Cottonwood, tomorrow, according to the Weather Service. Wind gusts blowing up to 20 miles per hour on Thursday and Friday could kick up to 34 miles per hour on Sunday. Now, see, that's not on the weather report I have here. This is the report that's coming off of the Record Searchlight. And the Redding Fire Department recently announced that burning trash debris is not allowed within city limits. Don't go out and cut your grass in the heat of the day, or you can spark something and it starts. And as one person learned out in the Texas Springs area, you don't go out and show your kid how to shoot a .22 rifle. And resulting sparks started a fire out there. So just be aware and be careful. And if you do have your dogs in the car, Buford rides around with me everywhere, or Linda, and he hops in the back seat. And here's the thing about him. He's just quiet. He doesn't whine. He just lays down. And don't leave your animal in the car because it's 100 degrees outside. It's going to be 130 in that car quick. And that's a terrible way to go for an animal, for anybody. I will say is that my Chevy Silverado, when I open up the back door, it sets an alarm in the way. I mean, I didn't do it, but it's automatic. That when I stop the car, this notice comes on my dashboard that says check your back seat.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure other cars and stuff do this. And it just what it does is remind you of it. So, and then Buford and I come into work, and then he's over there laying on our guest right now. Okay. What are the things we have here real quick? Because we're going to start early today. San Francisco Deli is closing after 50 years.
They will be doing catering, is that right?
That's what it said in the article, that they're going to still be doing catering and that maybe even have a San Francisco Deli food truck out there. And, it's expensive doing business, the challenge of rising costs, ongoing struggle to find and retain employees have made it increasingly difficult to uphold the high standard of service and quality you know and love. So, it looks like they're going to be shutting down on June 13th. I may have to go down there and get another sandwich. Yeah, and one of their pickles. So, but you're right. They're going to keep operating the catering business, and maybe look at a San Francisco Deli food truck one day.
That's nice for them because they can make their own schedule, not be tied to being open on certain hours.
Its original location was in Cypress Square, and they just moved down the street in 2006. So it's been around a long time. 1977. Yeah. Oh, another business. And it's, even though it's not going totally out of business, but once once the main shop goes, you wonder about is the catering business going to, continue at that strength or what? Okay. The last thing here before we take a break is Rite Aid is closing over 300 stores. They went into their second bankruptcy in, May 5th. So they just announced they're closing over 300 stores in the United States. And now they have like 1,800 of them. But they've sold a bunch of them. And then, haven't sold, they're closing. And there's a bunch of them in California, but none in Redding or Palisadro. None in Redding, at least on this list. And I know there's two Rite Aids here in Redding, or at least one in Redding. And one down at Palisadro. Now, I will admit that their shelves are empty a lot. They're Scotian stuff. But the big thing is the prescription services. And this is who Linda's used for a long time. And the prescription services are still open. And we're just waiting to see. Somebody may just roll in there and buy everything else and see what happens. One of the larger chains could come in there. So, anyway, Rite Aid's closing a bunch of stores, but none in Redding. If you have your pharmacy, get your meds from there, looks like you're safe right now. I would think, though, that you might want to start looking around just in case. If they could come out next month and say we're closing another 200.
I did see a sign at Safeway that said taking Rite Aid patients.
Yeah, well, they're spreading it out like that. There's a couple other places in town that are doing that, but yet they're still staying open and their pharmacies are still running. So, okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And, You got to watch this heat. Opening night for baseball is tomorrow night. Now, you're saying to yourself, it's going to be pretty hot. It is, but the games don't start till after 7. And you're right there on the river, and you're getting that river breeze. You're in the shade. It's and there's always, I mean, you're sitting there, you're in the shade, or the sun, you know, the sun's not hitting you. It's going to be a beautiful night. And I got two tickets I'm giving away for tomorrow night for the Colt 45's opening game of the season. I'm going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting it. And the but I've got two tickets to go to tomorrow night's game. Well, really, just kind of like golden tickets. You can use them anytime. But to give away to the first caller after the break, 530-605-4567, after the break. As soon as we come back, I'll announce it again, and you can get it. Get your tickets. All right, we'll be right back.
But at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fees and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me, don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'd do anything, you know, just for a small smile on my face. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Linda's on vacation down in Texas. And when I talked to her last night, and she goes, well, y'all. I went, y'all? Yeah, well, y'all be careful now tomorrow. It took her a day. And she's in character there. I said, you wearing a cowboy hat? No. You don't wear a cowboy hat in bed. You know, okay. All right. So, welcome back to the show. 7:21 in the morning here on the 29th of May. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. They have a super, super selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. If you like Native American and turquoise, they've got a great selection of that. Estate jewelry, watches, ring, everything. Everything you can imagine is in there. Very fair prices. And they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for it, and you're going to find out when you go in there. The only place that Linda and I buy jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with an esteemed scholar today, a professor, you might say.
You could say that.
Yeah. You could say that. Kurt Hoyer, Jr., and Kurt is the brew master. Is that Brewmeister?
Yeah, Brewmeister.
Yeah, over at Woody's. And but there's more to the story than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm the head brewer over at Woody's, and I've been there since 2019, and I've been brewing beer since 2014. So I've been very lucky to be in the same spot for almost 6 years now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so the class that we're talking about.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. No, I need okay. More.
Just
no,
do more background.
No.
Okay.
You
more
just
background.
More background here, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. With Woody's, I mean, you know.
But let's start. Are you from here? Did you move here? Or how'd that work?
Yeah. So my family is really from Southern California, but we've been here since 1995, except for my brief stint in the Army, where I was.
Now, and I'll just say, your dad, Kurt Hoyer, Senior,
yeah,
was a highway patrolman up here,
correct,
for a long time, and retired.
Yes,
okay, and
well, retired. He, you know, then he went to work for RPD for a little while, and then
well, that's true. Yeah,
DA's right. Office. So he's, you know,
yeah, well, retired from there. But and we got to meet your father. Linda met your father when he was kind of the public affairs guy for the highway patrol, and
right.
He would be on her show or another station. And then, so we had that, you know, somewhat nebulous connection, but we knew your father. Okay, so you were raised here, and then tell us about you. So you went in the Army.
Yeah. So I enlisted in 2003, right around the Iraq invasion starting.
Yeah.
I already had buddies that were in the service, but you know, I thought I'd try college first, and you know, after the Iraq invasion started, I just felt like maybe that was the time to.
to go.
Time to go.
God bless you.
So, enlisted in the Army, went to Germany for long enough to get ready for Afghanistan, and then I was in Afghanistan, and then back to Germany for a little while. And then
so you had an Afghan tour?
Had an Afghan tour. Yeah, okay. I was there I was there during parliamentary elections, the first parliamentary elections for Afghanistan, so that was kind of an interesting time.
Is it wild over there during the elections? I'm asking that because my time was all in Iraq, and I was there during their first elections.
Okay.
So that was a...
It depended where you were. Yeah. Obviously, politics out there were a little dicey for the first go around. But the province I was in had a couple of areas where women were running for local office.
Wow.
We definitely were paying attention to that. But they won, so I mean it.
Yeah.
They
were blowing up our, some of the polling places were getting blown up. But it was the same thing. The women were they were like tigresses.
Yeah.
They were out there. They were voting no matter what.
Yeah.
So it's cool. And we can't get people to vote here on a very nice day.
Right.
It's just too hard. let's take you to Iraq or Afghanistan and let you vote there.
Right.
You
know, right. Yeah.
We'll show you hard there, sweetie. And that's guy or girl.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
And then you came back home.
Yeah, I came back home, and my original plan was to go to the Highway Patrol, and I ended up going to the academy for a little bit, I washed out at one point, and I was waiting to go back. And while I was waiting to go back, my wife noticed a ad on Facebook, or just a posting on Facebook from one of the local breweries down in the Bay Area. That was kind of saying like, hey, if you want to come volunteer at a brewery, like we're looking for people to come in. And, so I thought, well, that'd be fun, while I'm waiting to go back to the Highway Patrol. And, I went in there and said, hey, like I'll be any part of this. I'll, push a mop or wash glassware or whatever you need. And, he said, well, do you know how to homebrew? And I said, yeah, my dad taught me. And he goes, do you want to just brew? Yeah, I would love to do that. That's exactly what I want to do. So that turned into, one day a week part time, turned into two, turned into three, soon I was doing it as much as I was doing my regular job.
Uh-huh.
I actually partnered with that brewery to, put together an on the job training program through the VA. So I got to use my VA benefits to learn to brew.
Okay.
So I did almost a 2,100 hour course, directly under the brewmaster. Learning how to brew commercially and, upgrading my skill set. And, they hired me on after that. And I stayed there for a little while. And then an opportunity opened up with Wild Card Brewing here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to move home and brew for them for a little bit. And then a head brewer position to open up at Woody's. So.
Well, Kurt, when you think about. And we got to take a break, and then we're going to get into it.
Sure.
I mean, there's more to brewing beer than putting hops and water.
Yeah,
and whatever else you put into it, barley.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you put in it. That shows you where I am. What's in your beer? I don't know. It's wet.
Yeah.
There's some ice in it, which is even better. Getting into that type of thing.
Sure. But
this is like a chemist.
Very much so, yeah.
And a lot of things. So we're here with Kurt Hoyer Jr. After his time in Afghanistan, came home, took a part-time job at a brewery in San Francisco, and then got the VA to, because it would be like, I guess it would be like a trade. That you could use it for.
Exactly what it was for. Yeah.
Okay. You're learning to trade, and mm-hmm. VA paid for it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just watching the bubbles in the beer.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, gosh, you know what? I still have those two tickets. I didn't announce them. So I've got two tickets to the Colt 45 game. Just give us a call, 605-4567. And you can score those tickets and see what's today. Today is Thursday. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, then Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And I understand on some of these EVs, they've got a kind of like an app or a slot you can plug in your keg and make your own beer inside the car.
That's a good deal right
That's a good deal that's right good there. Deal. Yeah. Right there. Okay. Didn't mean that. All right. I'm here with Kurt Hoyer Jr., who is the brewmaster over at Woody's. So good morning. Welcome back.
Yeah, good morning.
And pull that microphone down just a little bit more in front of you. There you go.
All right.
Okay. You got it. Nah, you're fine. Okay. No, you're fine. So you went through, moved up here. Your dad was a highway patrolman and worked for the RPD and the DA's office. You went to school here, went in the Army, took a tour in Afghanistan, came home, started working part-time at a brewery down in San Francisco, and they kept on bringing you back every day, used your GI Bill to for a trade of learning how to be a brewmaster.
Right, yeah.
I mean, there's probably a lot of Marines and soldiers out there going, I could have used my I could have used my GI Bill to learn to brew beer.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you know, learning some is I can just think, because everything has got to be in proportion, but then there's a lot more to it than that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and you know, I kind of equate brewing to baking almost. It's a lot of time and temperature. Uh-huh. You know, so you know, like you said, there's, you know, you got your grain, your barley, or your you know, wheat, or your oats, or whatever you're using to make your beer. Those are going into the hot water. They're soaking there almost like a tea. And you're extracting all those sugars that you're going to convert into, you know, ethanol and yeah. later. So that takes time, and it takes the right temperature, because if you're too hot, you're going to extract tannins. If you go too low, you're not going to extract anything. And then you got to do it for long enough to let all that happen. So
what's the ideal temperature when you're brewing your beer? Is it different for different kinds?
It is different for different kinds. It just kind of depends on what you're looking for. So if you're looking for sweeter, you want to get up in that, you know, 155, 156 range.
Okay, so it sits there and mellows at 156 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Is that boiling?
No, it's just just hot.
Oh, it's just real hot.
Yeah.
I don't know when it boils. It's boiled. Yeah.
212.
212.
There yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's there cooking at 155.
Yeah. Just extracting. Yeah. And then we'll move all of that liquid over to the kettle where we will boil it.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got the barley, the hops in there then too?
You can do that for some styles, but most of the time, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hops are what?
Hops are, They're a plant,
but they grow them almost like on vines.
It's a vine. Yeah, we call them vines is like the rope system that grow on. But yeah, they're a vine, you know, type plant. They're cones. And by the time we use them at Woody's, they've been pelletized. So basically they remove a lot of the vegetable matter and just kind of compact the, you know, the resinous material that we'll use.
Okay. And, you know, one reason I know anything about hops, which is very little, is up in the Yakima Valley.
Yeah.
They, you know, it was famous for its apples and the orchards up there. And then they started kind of converting some of it to hops, growing hops, because I guess that's a good region up there for growing hops too.
Yeah, it's an excellent region. Yeah. And I think, up until last year, that's where most of the hops that were used around the world came from.
Wow.
So.
And why'd that change?
Well, I think so. Germany kind of took back over as the leading producer, and it's because the hops that are grown in Germany are used for lagers in a lot of cases, and that has been the reemerging style in the beer making world.
Okay, now I'm going to skip around. What's a lager as compared to what?
An ale would be
an
the
ale.
Yeah. So yeah, every beer basically breaks down for the most part into ales or lagers. There are a few hybrid styles, but that's a whole other thing. So, yeah. So the main difference is, fermentation temperature and yeast strains. So yeast strains for lagers are generally what we call bottom fermenting, which means that the yeast just kind of stays in the middle or towards the bottom of the vessel that you're fermenting in. Whereas ales, it's top fermenting so that yeast just stays on top.
So one's lighter than the other one then? Is that what
it is? Yeah, ales are, generally.
I mean, if one's on the bottom, you've got to get it on the bottom somehow so it just sinks.
It just, yeah.
And then the other one maybe just floats on the top?
Correct.
It's a completely different composition.
Completely different. Yeah, and ales are generally a little bit more rounded, a little bit more, you know, flavorful, if you want to call them that. Whereas lagers are a lot crisper. You know, you're talking about your Coors, your, you know.
Coors is like a lager.
Coors is a lager, yeah.
Coors is a lager. How about Pabst Blue Ribbon?
That's a lager.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what? PBR, people who laugh when you hear that. Go back to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Where they brew that stuff.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
And, you know, pop a can there, and I will swear to you, they are shipping a different kind of PBR to the West Coast than they're drinking back on the East Coast.
I believe it. Yeah.
I mean, I know. I mean, it's just really good. Yeah. Yet you taste it in some places. I don't know, west of the Mississippi. It just doesn't seem like it comes from the same country. Okay, so those are lagers. They're lighter.
Yeah.
The ales are more robust and a darker beer.
Yeah. And I mean, and you can see lighter ales, of course. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, you see a blonde ale, which we've
blonde
done.
Blonde ale.
You know,
I've seen advertisements.
Sure.
I'm not a big drinker.
Okay.
So, you know, but have some friends that just love
IPAs.
What is an IPA?
So an IPA is either an India Pale Ale or an Imperial Pale Ale is the two ways you can phrase it. And it's basically a beer that's been hopped to at least 60 bitterness units. It's an ale, obviously. So big hop flavors. So it can be, you know.
Okay.
What we used to call a West Coast IPA, which is like the big piney resinous IPAs.
Yeah.
Or it can be, you know, a hazy IPA, which are the ones that are real cloudy in appearance, but have the big fruit flavors, the big tropical notes, things like that.
So. I'm not a fan of IPAs.
Okay. Yeah.
But Ted is.
Oh, me neither.
Ted will fight. Yeah. What?
Too bitter.
What, your IPA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm sure that there's a lighter one, but I just, you know, when they're saying, well, you have IPAs. Well, I know. What else you got on tap there?
Sure, yeah.
And, but he loves them, as obviously do millions others.
Right.
Okay, so that's your IPA.
Yeah.
We've learned about the hops that can be at the bottom of the tank, and then the top floating, one's darker and one's be lighter. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, okay, I've got 5 minutes before the break here.
All right.
Okay, then we got another 15 to talk about you teaching this.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. Okay, so you brewed something for Chicks and Chaps.
I did, yeah.
Now, Chicks and Chaps own, what was that, a lager?
That was an American light lager.
Yeah. Okay.
So again, getting back into that kind of Coors light area.
So I'm not asking for secrets here.
Okay.
But, okay. You're saying, okay, I'm going to brew this up for the ladies. How do you do it? Starting from the beginning.
Okay. So yeah. So that was a beer that we had kind of been noodling around on for a while. And yeah, it's an American light lager. So that was, primarily Pilsner malt, from Germany. And
malt as opposed.
Just malt is what we call, you know, barley or
what the grain is.
Yes,
is the malt. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yeah. So we, you know, let that go in. We we talked about time and temperature for the the first part of it. So that we put in around 149. So at that temperature, it's nice and crisp. Send that over. You know, we boiled it for 90 minutes to make sure there was not going to be any off flavors, because the longer the boil, the more you get some of those compounds out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hopped it with German hops, just like a lot of the main big lagers are made with. So I think we used Magnum and Halltower hops. And then we used a German lager yeast, and that we let it condition. That one conditioned for, I think, 3 months before it was ready to go.
It conditions.
I love that.
It lays there.
It does.
In the barrel.
Yeah, that's another big difference between lagers and ales. So lagers, they need time to sit and kind of mature a little bit.
Oh.
So, you know, a lager might take you, you know, as little as 6 weeks, as long as 12 or 14 weeks to really get to where it needs to be.
Where an ale, you can go over there to where it's, where you pumped it into the keg and just put your mouth under the spigot.
Right. Pretty close.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a couple of ales at Woody's that we are able to go what we call grain to glass in about 10 days.
And those aren't conditioned?
Yeah, they just don't require that extra time. Yeah, they're just ready to go.
What happens in that conditioning?
So it just allows some of those compounds that may still be left over to kind of work their way up to the headspace of the tank and just out of the beer.
And the taste?
The taste is much better, yeah.
Like
so if you try, well, if you try a lager too soon, you might pick up like some sulfur compounds or, you know, just compounds that, you know, if you were to taste the beer, you'd be like, this doesn't taste quite right.
So Carl, you mentioned Wisconsin. Have you heard of Spotted Cow?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of that?
I've heard of that, yeah.
They don't export that one.
No, yeah, yeah. I've only had it at the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, where they bring it themselves.
So then have you brewed your own that you thought, gosh, I think this would really taste great, and make your own beer? I mean, your own, not your own label, but I mean, your own special beer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I did that a lot more in my early career where I would brew at home. Now I kind of scratch that itch at the brewery because we have a small system that we can, you know, kind of do little stuff on.
Yeah.
But one of our beers that we have, well, two of our beers that we have right now, at Woody's. So one of them is it's called Tiki Time, which is a hazy IPA. And that's actually one that I brewed for many years. In fact, it was the parting gift at my wife and I's wedding. We made a bunch of it, and all the guests got to take some home.
Oh, wow.
And then another one that's not on tap right now, but we'll bring it back in the winter, is Celia's Mexican Lager, which is – or, sorry, Celia's Mexican Chocolate Stout, which is a it's a stout that we use ancho chilies in and cinnamon and vanilla.
Wow.
And, you know, so
in the brewing of it.
Yes. Yeah. So it tastes a lot like the, if you ever had like the Mexican hot chocolate.
Yeah.
That's what we were going for. So, and that's one that I named after my grandmother and I brewed for years. So that was actually the first recipe that I released when I first got in the industry.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we're here with Kurt Hoyer Jr. We're getting a tutorial on making beer. He's the, Brewmeister, the brewmaster down at Woody's, and if you want to learn more, if you want to learn how to brew beer, well, guess what? He's going to give you an opportunity at Shasta College.
That's right.
We'll be right back with more information.
Cost too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore, vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Acting queer, oh what a terrible place is a pub with no beer.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. You have KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We call Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning here on the 29th of May. I'm here with Kurt Hoyer, Jr. I'm just having a whale of a good time on this. I'm glad I brought you in at 7:15. 30 minutes isn't enough. About brewing beer, and I'm just full of questions because I'm so ignorant, which is why I ask questions to everybody because I'm ignorant about a lot of things. Okay, now you're taking these talents, this world level education, and you're going to Shasta College because
you know, I contacted them about a year ago and just said, hey, you know, you guys have all these wine courses, where's the beer course,
where's the course for the real man? Yeah.
And you know, the dean of the culinary program at the time reached out and said, well, you know, I'd love to come by Woody's and talk to you about that. And I said, okay. So I thought we were just going to kind of have a discussion about it.
Yeah.
And he opened up with, well, do you want to teach it? And I said, well, I wasn't looking for another job, but, you know, talk to me about that. So, you know, flash forward another almost 2 years, me finishing my associate's degree.
Yeah, because you had to have some, you had to have a degree.
Yeah, had to have a degree, and that combined with my experience was enough to qualify me. And, you know, putting together curriculum and having, you know, excellent faculty, you know, out there that kind of guided me through it. And, you know, and now we're here.
Oh, we like Shasta College a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so when is your first course going to occur?
So it'll start on August 30th.
Okay.
And then there'll be, it's three sessions. So it's a four-hour session, an eight-hour session, and a four-hour session.
Oh, okay. So
and they're about a month apart.
Okay, so if three-hour session, a four-hour session, and a three-hour session, is that on like over a week or is it over?
No, so it's Saturdays.
Oh, it's on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's So the first one, like I said, 4 hours, and that's just going to be here's a bunch of information, kind of getting you ready for brew day. The second one is 8 hours. That is the brew day. That is
okay.
We're going to be down at Woody's. We'll be making the beer. You're
going
to be around the tanks, learn as much as you can, get your hands dirty. And then the last four-hour session will actually be tasting the beer that we made and kind of going
over. So is everybody in the class going to make their own beer?
No, we'll probably do it as a class.
As a class.
Yeah.
But you're going to learn how to, like you said, there's starter kits that for $100, around $100.
Yeah.
We'll get you started into brewing your own beer.
Absolutely.
Okay, and it's like in 5 gallon batches. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can really hurt a lot of your friends. Now you're using the best equipment, the newest of everything. Dave and I buy our brew making kits. We take your class. Can we expect to have a quality beer? Can we make a quality beer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, one of the big things with this course is, you know, when you're a new homebrewer, there's not a lot of support right off the bat. You know, it's kind of like, hey, here's your kit. If you have any questions, let me know. What I'm trying to do is beat that. I'm trying to get ahead of it and say, look, like, here's all the information up front.
Right.
To give you all the knowledge you need to make the best beer you can make. Now go get your kit. You know,
and then
if you still have questions, obviously as a, you know, an alumni of the class, you'll have my contact information. You can follow up with questions, things like that. But, you know, it's, I always kind of joke, you know, when you get into homebrewing, just accept that your first beer is going to be terrible just because you don't know what you're doing. I'm trying to get ahead of that. I'm trying to give you as much information and all the ammunition you need. So when you go in there, you know what you're doing.
Now, you don't need anything special if you want to make a dark beer or a light beer. I mean, it's all kind of comes out of the same. Can come out of the same, keg?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
so as far as
different times.
As far as equipment goes, no, it's all the same. If you want to make lagers, you might need a little bit of temperature control, but that's something that I'll talk about. Yeah.
Temperature control.
Yes.
So, okay, so I'm making it. You've taught me, and I'm like, okay, now, I mean, this starter kit, it's like a little barrel? Or what is it? I mean, what's it look like?
Most of the starter kits, honestly, so you can get it done with a big stock pot.
Okay.
And a lot of people start off with extract brewing, which is basically instead of getting the grain that you then have to crush and soak and do all these things, you can get the extract from that grain, which just looks like powder.
Oh.
So you can throw that in your stock pot with some water, heat it up, boil it, and throw your hops in, and you're on your way.
But it's better probably to boil your own stuff.
Yeah, getting your own grain opens up more opportunities as far as what you can make.
Is it a certain level like barley or wheat? I mean, you say, okay, this is brewer, this is beer level barley. You know, as opposed to this is bread barley or this is cow barley.
Right. Yeah. So there's many different types of barley. But you know, as far as home brewers have the same access to stuff that we do, it just comes down to, you know, we buy it in bulk, so we get it for a lot cheaper, but, you know, you can get it from, there's multiple sites.
But you're there. I mean, you're going to answer every question that I would have, but you're also going to be available afterwards.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, and I'm hoping to make the class repeatable even if someone feels like
why not?
You know, if they feel like, there's still something I'm not quite sure about, maybe I'd take it one more time. Absolutely. Come on back.
Oh, there's
back.
A lot of
you
people
know,
that take classes over and over again at universities, but mainly at the community colleges. I mean, art classes, things like that. They go back and work on their, you know, on their techniques, but I could see people coming back again. You know, they've made a couple of batches and say, okay, now I'm going to take this to the next level.
Right. And that's what I want to do is I want to be a resource for people that just, if they have those questions.
How do people sign up for this class?
So you have a couple of options. If you've ever enrolled at Shasta College before, chances are you still have the ability to just sign in and go ahead and go on in. So you're looking for, it's Culinary Arts 71 if you want it for credit. And it's a one-unit course.
But you don't need to take it for credit.
You don't. You can take Culinary Arts 371, which is a non-credit course.
Okay, you're just there to learn.
You're just there to learn, yeah.
371, Culinary Arts.
Yeah, C-U-L-A is the prefix there.
And 371 on the – and what's it called?
Beginning Beer Making.
Beginning Beer Making. Do you think after this thing gets huge
– yeah.
Is there an advanced beer making?
I would very much like to see that. Yeah.
What? Okay, quickly.
Yeah.
What would go into that?
So at that point, we would, like you're saying, talk about those advanced techniques, like start getting into, you know, maybe, first wort hopping or even throwing hops in the mash or, you know, polishing up some of those lagering techniques, introducing enzyme usage, you know, these kind of things.
Whoa, there goes your chemist stuff. So, I mean, you need hops. In beer.
Yes.
So is that a separate thing you add to it? I mean, when you're starting to brew it?
Yeah, so the hops you'll introduce mainly in the boil stage.
Okay.
So
that's later. Okay.
That's later on. And then with your IPAs or things like that, you also dry hop them, which means that either, you know, during fermentation or at the end of fermentation, you're throwing in even more hops.
Okay, my friends. I know a lot of people out there like beer. And here's the guy, Kurt Hoyer Jr., Culinary Arts, C-U-L-A, 371, non-credit, or if you want to take credit for it, it's 271.
Just 71. Yeah.
To go there, and it's over like 3 weekends?
It's 3 Saturdays.
3 Saturdays.
And they're about a month apart.
And to learn how to make your own brew.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that I think would be interested in that. And then you can make your own special brew.
That's right.
Yeah, for Christmas or Thanksgiving or 4th of July.
Yeah, party favors. And
yeah, and when is it going to start? In August, end of August.
August 30th is the first class.
That's cool. I like that. Kurt, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, I have tasted Kurt's beer. I've tasted his father's beer, too, Eddie Bruce. And, you know, and people know me, know I'm not a drinker, but a good beer, and for me it would be like a blonde or a lighter color. I can truly enjoy, you know, one or two of those. And I've tasted yours, and like I said, and your father's. It was especially on Oktoberfest, which is probably a heartier beer. But they were both great. And so you can sign up for this class. I'd sign up for it now before. I mean, you can only take so many students, right?
Yeah, I can take 20 non-credit students, and I've only got 4 spots left for credit students.
There you go. So you can take – oh, okay. So I might just have to think about because it's on the weekends.
Yeah.
And it's on Saturdays.
Yeah.
In September.
August, September, and October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're spread over the 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Kurt Hoyer Jr., and I hope to see you soon again. Hey, we're going to take a break. We come back. The noted radio personality, Ken Murray, will join us.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal trade court has ruled against President Trump's tariffs.
They made no ruling, however, on the other mechanisms that Trump can still use and which he did in the past to implement these tariffs.
Heritage Foundation Chief Economist E.J. Antoni telling the Salem Radio Network,
by no means is this the final word in this full tariff fight. And the other really important thing is that this ruling can be appealed to the Supreme Court. That would be the next step here if the administration still wants to go down the route, again, of using this IEEPA mechanism.
And the administration is appealing the ruling. Elon Musk's time has come. He's stepping down as head of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. Thanking President Trump, Musk says work of DOGE will go on as he once again takes the helm of his sprawling business empire. A new analysis of Medicaid waste and fraud and the impact of the president's budget and tax cut bill.
The analysis comes at a crucial point on Capitol Hill, with the Senate about to debate President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act that the House of Representatives approved May 22nd on a 215-214 vote. Democrats claim the bill requires slashing Medicaid spending by more than $800 billion and that millions of recipients will lose their benefits as a result. But the new analysis also provides substantial evidence to support Speaker Mike Johnson's insistence that eliminating waste and fraud in the program and restoring genuine work requirements will not mean reductions in care for anybody who is genuinely eligible for Medicaid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In a revised estimate, the government says the American economy measured by the gross domestic product shrank 0.2% in the first quarter. Some Chinese nationals studying in the U.S. may want to start packing their bags. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be closely scrutinized in a bid to get rid of Chinese spies. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 56 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. You've heard me say that the more you appreciate what you have, the happier you will be. I also think you need to protect what you have. Did you know that last year, 1 in 10 Americans was targeted for real estate fraud? Imagine waking up one morning to find that all of your hard-earned equity has been stolen. There's a company that I endorse that stops these crimes from happening to you. That company is Equity Protect. And the truth is, if you own your own home, mortgage-free, or you have high equity, you should have Equity Protect. Right now, Equity Protect is offering my listeners a great deal, 30% off your first year. Just go to equityprotect.com/Prager. That's equityprotect.com/Prager. Use the discount code Prager30. Once you have Equity Protect, you don't even need to check. You can trust the team at Equity Protect.
President Trump confirms he urged Israel to refrain from striking Iran while nuclear talks continue.
The president was asked if he warned Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to hold off on a military attack against Iran.
Yes, I did.
He said he didn't want an Israeli strike to jeopardize a new nuclear deal.
I just said, I don't think it's appropriate. We're having very good discussions with him, and I said, I don't think it's appropriate right now.
The president said he thinks Iran wants to make a deal and that an agreement could come together over the next couple of weeks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has pledged to help Ukraine develop its own long-range missile systems that would be free of any Western-imposed limitations on their range and targets. Some of the advanced weapon systems that Kiev's allies have supplied to Ukraine to repel Russia's invasion were subject to such restrictions. News and analysis at townhall.com. These birds have adapted rather well to city life as their coastal cousins struggle with the bird flu.
A pair of peregrine falcons fly around their home, which is for now the George Washington Bridge linking New York and New Jersey. The bridge has hosted nesting falcons for almost three decades, says research scientist Christopher Natarescu with the NYC DEP.
In New York City, we are at the point where we're probably the most concentrated, populated peregrine falcon nesting in the whole world.
Researchers say these falcons and others living in cities seem to be thriving while their country cousins are being devastated by bird flu. Julie Walker, New York.
A push in Texas to ban youngsters under 18 from social media platforms appears to be fading. Last night, state lawmakers did not take a key vote on creating one of the nation's toughest restrictions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on vacation. That's not the same as being on assignment. See, sometimes she's on assignment, but this time she's on vacation. So, good morning, everybody. The 29th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm.
All right. Good morning.
Wife's in continuous labor for the last 10 days and will probably at some point hurt you. Not right away. Not right away. She'll wait until you're not looking. And then you'll wake up and you're duct taped to the bed. Your legs are spread and she just plunks you with the, like, I don't know, tennis balls, you know, and says, how's that feel? How's that feel? How's that feel? You know, so just be prepared. We love Jen. She's in good shape. So she should be able to do, yeah. You know, she's in good physical, that, and that helps.
Yes.
Good physical condition there. Yeah. You know? Hey, 8:06 in the morning. Oh, it's National,
Paperclip Day
and
529 savings plan, speaking of children. So it's never too early for a child to start a savings account.
There you go. Yeah. Because, you know, it's the old thing. You put in, what, $5 or $10 a month when they're born. And by the time they hit age 60, they've got $20, $25 because you've been emptying it over the years. 8:07 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Did I say that already? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, I'm here. Little drum roll here. With Ken Murray. And Ken Murray, when I moved to Reading and dipped my toe into radio, Ken, it was the dean of radio talk show host here in the North State. And, but I'm going to let him talk about that. And Ken, you know, a lot of people know who you are. I mean, you've been a politician here, you've been mayor, you've done all these things. But they probably don't know a lot about you. Where did you come from?
Well, good morning, Carl. I want to let you know it's a great day to be living here in the heart of the North State. I came from, as a child, I grew up in the Central Valley of California, down outside of Merced. Then moved to Orange County, mm-hmm. where I went to high school, graduated Newport Harbor High.
Wow.
Went into the Air Force.
Bless you.
Voluntarily. Never registered for the draft. I just realized when I got out of high school, I was too big a screw-up to make college worthwhile, and I wanted to learn a trade. And in those days, when you graduated high school, you were expected to get out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
A lot different now, you were expected to get out. And I felt the pressure, not from my parents, but just societal pressure.
Yeah.
Spent 4 years in the Air Force. Only foreign country I visited was Mississippi, which was segregated at the time, and I thought I'd died and gone to hell.
And people don't realize that, you know, because I grew up where in segregated high schools, and schools were segregated down. This was in North Carolina. It ended soon after that. They were, you know, that they integrated the schools.
It was soon after that. But
it was. I mean, people that didn't grow up down the South don't have any concept of that, where you had separate entrances into the movies for African Americans, separate water fountains.
Yeah, I got off the bus when I first arrived on the bus from Texas, where I went to boot camp in Mississippi. I got off the bus in Biloxi, Mississippi, and went to get a drink at the water fountain, and some big redneck shoved me out of the way and said, "What's the matter with you, boy? Can't you read?" And there's a sign over it that said, "Blacks only." Same pipe, about 30 feet away, was a fountain that said, "Whites only."
Same pipe, yeah.
Same pipe.
No.
It was stupid.
No. It was at this one plant that we went, or some business, and it said colored white. And they were not that far apart from each other, you know. And but people don't, I mean, it's hard to even tell people what it was like back then.
It was, coming from Southern California, I heard on the news about this vaunted separate but equal.
Yeah.
Well, that was I got in a car and drove around and looked at the separate but equal schools in Southern Mississippi, and they were anything but equal.
Well,
they were merely separate.
They were.
The black schools were 10 huts with no grass and no sports fields, no nothing.
It wasn't that bad in North Carolina, at least where I lived in North Carolina, which was around the Wilson area, Wilson County. But soon after that, when they integrated the schools, they literally shut down Saratoga High School, where I was going to, and then the black high school, the African American high school, shut down, and they integrated into the Dr. Bedingfield, Ed Bedingfield, who was loved by everybody, high school. And they integrated into that. Now, I was gone at that point because we moved around. And I moved from a segregated North Carolina area to outside St. Louis, Missouri, which was totally integrated. But that, it has an impact on you. And maybe not so much when you're young there, but as you think about it later going back.
Well, in all the schools I went to and growing up in California, when I was in grammar school, I was a white minority. It was predominantly Mexicans because we had the Bracero labor program, and I lived in the middle of thousands of acres of peaches and figs. And, we lived in a tent, and the Presbyterian missionaries would come in the summertime, and I learned to sing Jesus Love Me in Mexican before I ever knew it in English. But never, ever did I experience racism, not in grammar school, not in high school. I was never exposed to it. My family wasn't racist, and I got to Mississippi, and I thought, these people are on a different planet.
Anyway,
I got to
Reading. After you finished Air Force, then what happened?
I was an electronic tech in the Air Force, and I got hired by Ford Aeronautronics in Newport Beach. And I was making nose cones, electronic nose cones for tank-fired missiles using optics.
Wow.
We were competing with Northrop or somebody. They were guide-by-wire missiles.
Uh-huh.
We were guided by light. And I looked around, and I went to my boss one day, and I said, I've noticed that all the opportunity is in paperwork, not in working with my hands. I'd like to get a job. I'd like a lateral transfer anywhere in the company that I can do paperwork.
Do paperwork?
Yeah. Yeah, because all the bosses did paperwork. I wanted to do paperwork, not wire missile nose guns.
Okay.
And he got me a job in purchasing expediting. And I did that for a few months, and then I was promoted to full purchasing agent in all.
So you were right. Paper pushing.
23 years old, I was the youngest purchasing agent in all of Ford Motor Company.
Wow.
And I did that and decided the money wasn't in being a buyer, it was being a seller. So I got into field sales. selling electronic components. And I didn't like living in Southern California. It was too crowded, too phony, too whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I took a vacation, came up the coast, went through Redding, went back 395, told my wife, we're moving. And we moved, my wife and three daughters, we moved to Redding. I found a real estate agent who I was looking for a rental and couldn't find one. And he sold me a house on Old Alturas Road. And he gave me the down payment. And the house was so bad that we moved into the garage, my wife and three daughters and I.
He gave you the down payment to buy this hovel. Huh?
Yeah, and I paid him back later. But
yeah.
But he gave me the down payment, and I started repairing the house so we could move actually from the garage into the house. And
a wife and three daughters all living in you, all living in the garage.
Right. Yeah. That's where I started. And and my kids were in...
I had no idea about this.
Yeah. My kids were in Columbia School, and I didn't like the way the school was being run, so I ran for the school board and won. So I spent a term...
Were you selling real estate at that point?
No.
Okay, you were still...
My job was at Sears. I started the old catalog store, which was across the street from the Cascade Theater until they built the mall, and then I moved over to the store at the mall, and I worked there for a couple of years and was actually doing fixer-uppers on the side.
Uh-huh.
And the last year I worked for Sears, I think I made $22,000 working for Sears and $28,000 on the side doing fixer-uppers. And I said, well, nuts to this, I'll just go be in real estate full-time.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into real estate.
Okay. I'm here with Ken Murray, and we're kind of, I've known Ken for years, but I didn't know any of these stories before. That's why I'm taking this opportunity. You know, how'd you get here? Obviously, you were very observant to be able to see. If I keep putting these nose cones together, this is all I'm going to do.
Guys doing it, and that's all they'd done for years. And I don't want to be that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So you started moving and ended up here. We're the real estate agent. I'd like to go out and talk to a couple of them, see if they'll give me the down for a house I want to buy.
No, I was just looking to rent. He took pity on me.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, on 1 July is going to be merging with Plumas. And instead of having 4 great branches, there's going to be 19 great branches. At Plumas Bank, you know, from Reno through Susanville all the way down here to Redding and South. Same great service, same people that you're dealing with, just more opportunity. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Ken Murray.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local Brain Health Partners.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did I give away those baseball tickets?
We had a caller.
Okay, so I gave those away. Okay, we're going to get a bunch more today, my friends, and so we're going to literally give away, gosh, maybe 100 tickets this year for the Colt 45s games. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got a program called Get Care Now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home as opposed to sitting down there for several hours waiting for to be seen. This is for non-life-threatening emergencies. So when you sign up for a time to go down there, they're going to ask you a couple of questions, and they may tell you to come down there right away, or they'll just take your appointment, and you come down there and be seen instead of having to wait there and be seen. Visit their website at ShastaRegional.com and click the Get Care Now tab. I'm here with, by the way, got an email already from Paul. PBR fan here. Pabst Blue Ribbon. I do like IPAs. They pair well with great food. Feels like a man-up show. Well, this probably be a good guest for man-up here. I'm here with Ken Murray, and I never knew how Ken got here, or really too much about his past. But now I know that he came from Southern California, had been in the Air Force. I knew you'd been in the Air Force. And came up here and was trying to...
You know why I went in the Air Force? I went down to...
The Marines wouldn't have you?
No. I went... No.
You probably
I wouldn't have them.
Oh, okay.
I went down to... I was living in Orange County. I went down to Santa Ana. All the recruiters, the recruiters were side by side. And I took the test for all the branches of the service.
Yeah.
And I thought about it.
ASVAB.
And I'm a little claustrophobic, so I didn't want to sleep on a ship in a bunk with somebody 6 inches above my face.
Six of them. Yeah. Stacked.
And I didn't want to have to dig a hole to sleep in, so that left out the Marines and the Army. Only the Air Force offered beds and real restaurants to eat in. And
Air Force does take care of their people.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so you got into real estate here. How'd you get into radio?
You know, a guy by the name of Mel DeLizzo was the general manager at KQMS and all that whole group of stations over across town.
Whatever they were known as back then.
Beep. Well, it was the only talk radio in town at the time.
Yeah. And what time frame was this?
I don't know.
Approximately 70s or 80s?
Yeah, 70s or 80s sometime.
Okay.
Anyway, he invited me to fill in one day, and then he asked me to take it on permanently. And so I did a morning show for years, and I did a afternoon show with Ray Roberts for several years.
So you would do a morning show and an afternoon show? Or just the morning show for some time and then the afternoon show later?
I did both.
Did both, okay.
And I, you know, radio is an interesting thing. Doing talk radio, if I was going to spend an hour on the air talking to somebody about whatever, I would spend 3 hours at home the night before studying up on the subject. Like if I was going to interview a doctor, I'd go to the most recent doctor's convention and read the white papers so I could ask semi-intelligent questions. And it just grew from there. And there was this dude, Carl Bott, who was getting out of the Marines and was hustling some honey that worked at the radio station. And
successfully, by the way.
Yeah. And had him on and actually went to his wedding. I'd never seen so many swords in my entire life. I mean, you go to a Marine Corps wedding and all they want to do is chop your head off or something. I'm not sure what that's all about, but. That's how I got into radio.
That's how I got into radio. you were over there at KQMS for years.
I was.
Yeah, and then you'd already run for the school board and won that seat.
Right.
And then you got into.
Then I was on the county planning commission in the early '80s, which. Saw the demise of the timber industry. When I moved here, there were 11 teepee burners in town.
Oh, wow.
Now there's one and it's non-functional.
Yeah.
Down
yeah.
the side road.
Yeah.
But the timber industry wasn't so devastated by the spotted owl as they were by the particulate matter in the air.
It was a double whammy for them.
It was a PM10, they called. We had too many dirt roads, too many fireplaces, and too much teepee burners. And as a planning commissioner, we had to shut all that stuff down to comply with state law. And that had a devastating effect on the timber industry. Then a few years later, I was foreman of the grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
In 89, Judge Kennedy appointed me, called me up and said, would you like to be foreman of the grand jury? And I said, sure. Hardest job I ever did. It was just inordinately time-consuming and fascinating, looking into the various departments of government. And after that, it was about then that I quit drinking. I was a notorious drunk in town.
No.
At several bars. And I quit drinking 40 years ago. And in fact, when I ran for city council the first time, I got my campaign committee together and I said, you know, I know this is going to be brought up against me. If you want to bail, do it now. And none of them bailed. They all encouraged me, said, you know, our lives have all changed. Hopefully for the better. Yours has changed for the better, and we'll support you. I got elected to the city council. I served for 4 years. I was vice mayor at the time that the then mayor died, and so I became mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And my portfolio, council people are all split up between various portfolios, your streets or your solid waste.
Sure.
Or, my portfolio was the electric utility. Pete Wilson was the governor. He was doing horrible things. And to deregulate the industry, allegedly to make it cheaper for everybody, mm-hmm. which was a farce. I mean, I testified in Sacramento, and so I learned a great deal about the electric industry.
Now, the city, in this case, it was its wisdom, bought that utility from somebody, right, to make it
the utility. Ready? The Reading Electric Utility started by local businessmen.
Yeah,
way back.
Yeah, I mean, way back.
They formed their own electric cooperative, which ultimately became the Reading Electric Utility.
Yeah,
and people have a strange understanding about it. The privately owned utilities, the publicly owned utilities like Reading, SMUD in Sacramento.
Shasta Lake's got its own, I think, don't they?
Shasta Lake has their own.
Yeah.
Unlike PG&E, the publicly owned utilities, the publicly owned utilities are regulated by the CPUC. And for years, they had the advantage of a protected 10% profit margin. That's gone by the wayside now. And the publicly owned, the city-owned
yeah.
utilities, instead of paying dividends to stockholders, the dividends go back to the ratepayers, and therefore the price of electricity in the city of Reading is lower.
Yeah.
Because you're
yeah.
getting the benefit of whatever.
Yeah. If we were having to pay off stockholders, it would be higher.
But you got these idiots in the CPUC who are
level, California Public Utility Commission.
Yeah, which is a political plum job, apparently, but it's all populated by people from PG&E and Southern California Edison and whatever else.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody ever audits. They grant a rate increase to do something, and they advertise the neighbor. This is what we're going to do with a rate increase. And then they don't do it. They get the money, but they don't do it.
Yeah.
Then they buy ads on radio saying, we're being safe because we're undergrounding power lines. Well, I got the money to underground power lines years ago. They're just getting around to it now because of public pressure.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Because they're getting sued because they're starting fires everywhere.
And it's certainly not because the CPUC has done anything.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, 8:32 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, where I was at yesterday, getting another outstanding haircut from Tim. I've been going there since I moved here in Reading, 2007. They have been in the same location since 1967. And it's always been a barbershop. When Cypress Square opened up, it was a barbershop then, and it's never moved. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, roll in, get my hair cut, chit-chat with everybody, and then get on with my day. Again, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Ken Murray.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fees and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach today, the 29th of May, 8:36 in the morning. It's going to be about 74 degrees right now, going up to about 94 today. Heat advisories are out. It's going to be in about 105 tomorrow, 107 on Saturday, so be aware of that. It's going to be hot. Hey, the Frontier Senior Citizens Center in Anderson's monthly community breakfast is going to be Sunday, June 1st. They're also going to be having a bake sale. They serve from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is really a great breakfast. You know, it's like pancakes and eggs and sausage and orange juice and all that kind of stuff. So, that's going to be this Sunday at the Anderson Frontier Senior Center. Starts at 8 o'clock. I think it costs like, I don't know, $6-$8, something like that. I'm here with Ken Murray, and who was in not only radio for so many decades, but also in city government.
And Jim says hi, Carl.
Who?
Ken wanted, Jim wanted to say hi.
Oh, Jim Brewer?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Jim. Yeah, well, you've known Jim a long time. Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. So you got into politics. How many terms did you serve in the city?
Two.
I served. I had my first term, and I was heavily involved in the electric utility. Sponsored local legislation to jack up the electric rates to pay off the debt that the utility owed, with a promise that the increase in rates would go away within 4 years because we'd then own everything free and clear. And that was in response to what Pete Wilson was doing statewide.
Right.
That didn't prove to be real popular with the public, and so I did not win re-election. 4 years later, I ran again and won because, guess what? the council had honored the previous council's commitment to eliminate the surcharge once the debt was paid off. Now they're back in debt again, and I don't know why. I haven't figured that
out. $5 million, I mean...
Well, that's a different debt than the electric.
Yeah, but still, I didn't know... Are you using debt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought they had these surpluses. The city's, got $2.1 million for a soccer field out of our year.
Okay.
Yep.
Hooray for them.
Several years ago.
I have some questions for you as long as I'm sitting here.
Oh, uh-oh.
You had a mustache last time I saw you. And rodeo. You don't. Why not?
Rodeo mustache. I grew up for the rodeo.
That's it?
That's it.
I thought it looked good.
A lot of people did. I may have to, yeah. Well, but there's one person that preferred it not to be there. Linda. I mean, she said it looked like I had a Pomeranian on my face.
Oh, well, I hate the mustache then. If Linda doesn't like it.
No, Linda didn't like it. Well, but you know what? I had it more under control this year than I have other years where it just took over.
Second thing I'm interested in is you bought a Duramax diesel pickup.
Whoa. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because you didn't consider all the costs of owning a diesel. You know what changing the oil costs in your truck?
Not going to cost a lot because I can do it myself.
And do you change the fuel filter at the same time?
I can do that too.
Take it down to have all that done. It's $200.
Oh, it's to the person I bought it from went in and got the oil changed, got the fuel filters changed, and a couple other things came out $600.
Yeah.
So, one of the, great things about Shasta College is they've got a diesel mechanic courses out there, and one of them's like intro to diesel, and they show you how to do, you take that one and you can change the oil, you can do your own fuel filters, you can change the air filters inside, outside. I mean, it's...
I couldn't do that.
Well,
think of all the starving auto mechanics in town.
Well, they auto mechanics had their shot at me. Because when I sold the Red Rover, that one cost me $1,200 for a alternator, a battery, and headlights. $1,200.
I got to tell you, you need to do a show on a subject I'm going to...
On what?
School bus red lights. I have observed recently that this whole town doesn't seem to know what you're supposed to do when a school bus is stopped and their lights are flashing.
Aren't you supposed to stop?
If it's on a two-lane road, you're supposed to stop in both directions. If it's on a four-lane road that is divided, you only stop in the direction the school bus is going.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean there's people on the other side that stop?
Yeah. Or more often, there's people on the inside lane where the bus is stopped.
Yeah.
They keep going, but the lane next to the bus stops.
Yeah. If you're going the same direction as the bus and its red lights are on, everybody stops on that side of the road.
They're supposed to, but they don't.
Oh.
And it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
The other thing I am just irritated about, and I'm old enough now to be irritated about things, is all these talking heads about local politics. They're a bunch of idiots.
Oh.
Okay. Let me tell you something. They complain about our tax money, blah, 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 they're spending it, blah, 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 blah. I have never, and I have sat through a lot of budget hearings. I mean, the budget comes out, but there are hearings for weeks in advance that the public is invited to where, for example, the city council or board of supervisors go through the budget line by line and understand what the trade-offs are of the various budget categories. I have never seen any of those talking heads at any budget hearing.
Do they still do that? Because yes. I remember reading that at least at the county, and I'm just saying I remember reading, or maybe I heard it from one of the county supervisors no longer there, is that they kind of give them this 1,000-page document, and they've got a week to go through it. But I didn't see anything where the public was invited where they could go through it section by section.
Well, I know
maybe they do. I just haven't seen it.
Well, as far as I can tell, none of the county supervisors can read anyway. But I know at the city, they do go through it line by line, and the public is invited. And then they never show up.
I think the county supervisors can read.
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
And I they're complaining about their feelings about the budget rather than the facts about the budget. And another thing that drives me crazy is these complaints that city employees make too much money. Compared to what? Compared to you, talking head, who never made anything in your life? The fact is that it's a competitive environment. You got to pay what the environment requires. Now, sometimes the environment is artificially skewed, which happened when I think it was the California Highway Patrol went to Gray Davis and said, we want this massive bridge that we're going on strike. Gray Davis caved, gave it to him. When the Chippies got it,
everybody got it.
Everybody demanded it.
If the average salary in Redding, working for the Redding city government, and I read this the other day, is like $108,000.
Okay.
And the average salary for Redding not working for the city government is $68,000.
Yeah.
And some of the higher ups, and I'm not saying they're not worth it, but we're talking just numbers now, are making over $300,000. Mm-hmm. You know what? People are going to look at that and go, well, wait a minute.
Oh, well, wait a minute. The CEOs of the two hospitals make over $500,000 a year.
One of them makes a lot more than that.
And they have fewer employees and fewer responsibilities than
okay.
city managers.
But it's also not city government.
So what?
Well, because city government, I tell you what, so what? We're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and tell you so what. Okay. We'll be right back.
And I'm going to straighten you out.
And he's going to straighten me out. He's going to try. Okay, we'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here for our last segment here on Free Fire Radio this morning. Let's see, tomorrow, Friday, I have an open hour right now at 8 o'clock. I'm going to fill today. You get somebody on there, maybe somebody from the county or the city, and talk about what's going on. I'll see if I can get one of the city council people, have them on. So I'll reach out to them. So tune in tomorrow, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. Either county or city will have one of their spokespeople on to explain just what the hell is going on. I'm here with Ken Murray, who is into his, this segment will be called These Things Are Making Me Crazy. Except when we left, we were talking about pay for city employees and county employees. But city employees, you know, Ken, that when people went to work for the government, fed, state, county, city, the pay was lower because they had a guaranteed retirement. They had medical. They got those things. So their pay took into account that. Where civilians, people who weren't working for the government, had to pay all that stuff themselves and make enough money to do it. Now.
That's not exactly true.
Well, you know, but they still were not getting it.
They were both unionized.
What?
Okay.
Not civilians.
Sure they were.
Not all of them.
Well, and it's the ones who weren't unionized who were bitching about
the salaries of the ones who are unionized. But here's the thing is, it was there because they were, you know, it was kind of like guaranteed a job, guaranteed retirement and all this. I understand that.
Okay.
But over the years, it has morphed into the city and probably a lot of the state and county and feds. I can't, and not all of them. Not all of them. And I'm not saying it's not. They're not worth the money, you know, what they're being paid. But it has morphed so they're making a lot more
than the ordinary. You are saying they're not worth the money.
No, what I said is that they're making $30,000 to $40,000 a year more than somebody doing the same job out in the economy.
There isn't somebody doing the same job out in the economy. Where is it? Tell me.
Typing in at working for the government and typing. Is the same as being out.
So you're complaining about stenographers.
No, what I'm complaining about, anybody that's working for government is making that much more. That's what upsets people.
Okay, and let me counter that.
Okay.
The director of the Reading Electric Utility makes a whole lot less than the director of PG&E.
Absolutely.
What's that do to your argument?
Where
do we find the skills?
Well, for one thing is that. And I have known all of the, I don't know this one, but I've known the other REU. I think they're just great guys. And they've done a lot. But it's a, you know, PG&E is a for-profit organization that is much, much bigger than REU. Okay?
Bigger budget. Yeah.
Are they, but, you know, is the REU guy better? He may be a lot better than the PG&E guy, but that's a totally different setup.
So your argument is valid, provided there's no argument to it. I mean, the fact of the matter is
your facts aren't the same. You're comparing apples with oranges.
No, The director of an electric utility requires the same skill set, whether it's PG&E or REU or SMUD or whatever.
And then you go by the size.
No, you go by the amount of education it takes to get there and the training and worth. What are they worth in the open market? And they're worth more in the open market.
What you could say then is that the REU director who's doing a butt-kicking job should be paid the same as the PG&E guy?
No. What I'm saying is you shouldn't disparage the amount he makes.
I'm not disparaging the amount.
Yes, you are.
What I'm saying is that you're saying is because they're doing a specific job, they should be paid this much money.
No, I'm saying the competitive rate when you go out to hire somebody with a specific skill set, the rate is set by the market, not by the size of our town.
Well, but let's talk about the market. And I think what they do is they compare, seven other cities? Is that how they do it? Seven other similar cities around us?
For some things.
For some things. But and when they do that, they say, well, this guy's making this much money. Mm. Oh, so our guy has to make this much money or more. And then the other seven cities look at us. And it's just kind of like a circular firing squad, isn't
it? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Chippies, the Highway Patrol, got a major raise.
I'm not talking about them.
Why? It's the same thing. We were paying cops and firemen less than 50% of the total general fund budget of the city of Reading.
Okay.
Now it's something like 67%.
Oh, it may be higher.
Why? Because the Chippies got a raise at the state, and the market went up for everybody as a result. If you want to hire somebody, you got to pay the market rate. Otherwise, you have unfilled positions because you can't hire anybody.
How many unfilled positions do you think there are at City Hall?
I have no idea.
If there's a lot.
I don't know.
How about the county's different because they fire people over there.
They're idiots.
Now, what I'm saying is that people are not trust, and this is what I hear. Now, do I think that the REU guy deserves every cent? Yes. And I don't disparage what people make. Okay. Even though it's a lot more than the average citizen here that pays their taxes. What I'm saying is that people in, I would say a majority of people see how much money they're making and they're asking, well, we don't have enough policemen yet. We're giving raises to other parts of the city and yet we don't have enough policemen. The trust of government's gone down.
Well, that's because of the stupid talking heads that are on the media.
On what?
Giving.
You mean on social media?
On public media, on social media, on television, on radio. They're idiots. Okay.
Should I include myself in that?
Huh?
Well, did you just call me an idiot?
No. I didn't call you personally an idiot. Although, if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it.
Idiot?
But what the average wage is of the taxpayers in Reading has zero to do with what we pay skilled positions. What we pay skilled positions is what the market demands and what it takes to hire them in the first place. That's all. Okay?
No, I understand your argument perfectly. I'm just telling you what Joe Average sees it, and they just don't understand it.
Because the talking heads aren't explaining it. Because they're idiots.
Okay, what's your next subject? We've got 2 minutes.
I want to know where all these bicycle riders are. They're screwing up the traffic all over downtown.
Okay, we totally agree on this one, Ken. What? Well, you know why they're here. It's the money. Follow the money. They get the money, but they have to put in these bike lanes. It's crazy.
There better be hundreds of bicyclists flooding the streets the minute those signs go down.
Have you ever seen a bicycle out there?
No.
Okay. We agree on that.
I tell you one other thing, although I don't think you'll ever want to cover it, is these competing claims about being the best from all the medical care providers in town. Drives me nuts. we are the best in the North State. This, that, or the other thing. And I don't, who said so?
And well, they have ways of measuring that, like leapfrog and all that.
Yeah. But I can't separate the lies from the advertising.
Here's what I don't understand. You've got Dignity, Mercy, whatever they are now. Yeah. They got a CEO who makes
good money.
Really, really, really good money. But it's controlled out of Chicago. And there is, so there is a problem right there. But because Dignity is affiliated with the church, they don't pay taxes. And then you got Shasta Regional is competing with them. But they have to pay taxes because they are a privately owned hospital. The point is though, is that we are fortunate to have two good hospitals right here in town.
We're more fortunate to have the Indian Health Services.
Oh, you know what? We just had Greg Hayward talking about it. And
Glenn.
Glenn, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Oh my gosh, we are real fortunate. I don't think people even understand how fortunate we are to have Ready Rancheria lean into this the way they did.
They are.
We got to run.
Healthcare.
Ken Murray.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great day. It's going to be hot. Be careful. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.